Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And also looking ahead to rounds 2 and 3, which start here in about a half hour with our good friend Greg Cosell on the River Islands guest line from NFL Films. Hey, we've got some more callers that want to throw stuff at you, Greg. I wanted to do this, though, just based on something you already said today, which is that Walter Nolan was your favorite defensive tackle. And then you mentioned that Mason Graham, he goes number 5 to the Cleveland Browns. His counterpart, another defensive tackle from Michigan, Kenneth Grant, goes 13th. You also had their tight end, Colston Loveland, go before Tyler Warren, who I thought was going to be the first tight end taken. What the hell's going on with all this Michigan love, Greg?
Well, I think the Loveland pick is a good example of what we talked about in the previous half hour of scheme fit, because Loveland went to the Bears. They have Cole Kmet. Now, one could argue that Warren has more traits than Kmet, but in the context of Ben Johnson's offense in Chicago, Cole Kmet and Warren would be very similar players. So they were looking for a different kind of tight end. So to me, that's where Loveland comes into play, because Loveland is kind of a big wide receiver. Now, obviously, he blocked at Michigan because Michigan runs the football. They put the quarterback under center, which not many college teams do. But Loveland is a guy you can detach. He can do anything, and he's a vertical guy. He fits what the Bears need at the tight end position when they line up with two tight ends better than Warren would have. So it might not be a case of anything other than that, which is normally the way it works.
And I know the 49ers have greater needs than tight end, but is there a tight end that you see still on the board that might be a good scheme fit as a possible, you know, guy who can work in a 22 personnel now, but also an heir apparent to George Kittle?
There's two tight ends that I really like. I think one would probably be a better fit than the other. I think Mason Taylor from LSU would probably be the better fit. I think the best is yet to come with Mason Taylor. For whatever reason at LSU, he really wasn't used as an intermediate and vertical threat, even though he can do that and he's a good blocker. It seemed that whenever they needed an important conversion, that he was the guy they threw it to. He had a great feel for settling into zone coverage and finding the voids, and he can run. So Mason Taylor is an interesting player. I think he'll probably come off the board tonight for sure. The other guy, and again, he had a block too because of the nature of the offense, but there's Elijah Arroyo from the University of Miami, who may be the best vertical dimension of any tight end in this draft. He can really run. He really is a one-year player at the University of Miami. He was hurt in 2022 and 2023, but this kid is definitely the guy that if you're looking for a seam stretcher, a vertical tight end, then he's a guy that you'd definitely be looking at.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, taking your phone calls as we get ready for day 2 of the NFL draft. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thank you for calling. What's your question for Greg?
Based on Ayuk being injured last year, do you think the Niners will go after a wide receiver like the one you just mentioned? And I just want to know, what are the names of the two cats that you have?
The names of what? I missed that last part.
The two wide receivers are the two people that you think that they might be most likely to take here in the 11th pick of the second round.
Are we talking wide receiver or just in general?
Any position, but I think the caller was curious about an Ayuk replacement, and you mentioned Higgins before as a guy. Is there somebody else other than Jaden Higgins that you think might be somebody who could fit in place of Ayuk and Debo, who's no longer here either?
Right. Well, Ayuk obviously is still there. I don't know. What's his status as far as when he's supposed to be ready to play?
My medical people tell me October, so he likely will miss the first three or four games for sure.
Yeah, receivers are interesting. Receivers, I mean, I think there's a receiver from TCU named Jack Besh, who I really, really like, and he's physical, and he's tough, and he's competitive, and he works the middle of the field really, really well. I think he'd be a really interesting pick for the Niners as well. And, you know, he strikes me, just watching his tape, I don't know the kid, but he strikes me as a kid that has the right attitude just by watching him play. He certainly would be a guy that I think will come off the board tonight. I don't know where that is. And again, you know, so much of this is dependent on what a team's board looks like, what the Niners board looks like, which of course I don't know the answer to that. I think another really interesting player who's got physicality to him and good size is Jalen Royals from Utah State, who very much reminded me of Rashee Rice when he came out of college, and we saw what Rice did in Kansas City before he got hurt. He's another guy that's physical, worked the middle of the field very effectively. So those are just two names that if they're interested in wide receiver in the second round, I would easily see those guys as legitimate second round picks at the receiver position, and that would, in my view anyway, be scheme fits.
Greg, just in the interest of covering all the bases, because we couldn't hear that caller really well either, we're not sure. He might have actually been asking you not for the name of some cats that the Niners would go after, but the actual names of your cats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. you really want to know that?
Yes. God, yeah. Well, they asked, and so you know, we're just here to serve.
My guess would be Whiskers and Mittens, Greg. I got you as a Whiskers and Mittens.
You'd be wrong.
Darn it!
I was going to go with Wolverine and Buckeye. What is it?
It's Ruby and Pip.
Ruby nice. And Pip.
Yeah.
Like Gladys Knight's mates.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it was definitely Ruby Tuesday by
okay.
the Stones.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I just wanted to make sure I was hearing that correct, that it was Pip.
And short for right. Pippi Longstocking, probably an orange-haired cat, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably, you would be mistaken, but that's okay.
0-2, Greg. I'm having a rough segment.
It happens when Greg comes on. Yeah. All right, let's go to Will in San Jose. You're on with Greg Cosell. Hi, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, was watching some tape yesterday after the Niners took Mykal Williams, and I saw a little comparison to Alden Smith. Just wanted to see what you guys thought about that, and maybe also what number do you think Mykal Williams is going to pick? And also just want to say, Greg, love your work. Always do great analysis.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Will. What do you think about a comparison to Alden Smith with Mykal Williams?
Well, I think Alden Smith, and it's funny, every position, you hear the word instincts a lot, you know, and that's one of those overused words. But, you know, Alden Smith, and it was unfortunate, you know, how his career played out due to other issues. But he just had a feel for how to rush the quarterback. And I think if you talk to offensive linemen who had to play against him, some might tell you he was the best pass rusher they ever faced. He just had a feel. Now, size-wise, they're similar. I don't remember every measurable for Alden Smith because, you know, it was a few years back. But they certainly were both long, athletic, with really long arms. I'm not sure Williams quite has that feel that, well, I know he doesn't have that same feel as Alden Smith, who was just, as you guys remember, just a really great pass rusher. Can Williams get there in terms of production? That's a different question, and that's possible. But Alden Smith was, it's a shame because he just was one of those guys. He just knew how to rush the quarterback.
Yeah, and he was on a Hall of Fame trajectory through his four seasons. Yep. He was putting up numbers that had never been seen. So, Greg, the Niners are picking 43, 75, and 100 today. If you look at their needs and you look at the fact that they have these three picks, for Niner fans, what should they be looking at positionally and maybe players that you think might be scheme fits for what they're trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, I would look. I would still look at the corner position. I think they probably feel pretty comfortable with Renardo Green at one outside corner, given you know how much he played down the stretch last year, and I thought he played well. But you know, they signed Trey Brown from the Seahawks. Again, obviously they signed him, so they wouldn't sign him if they didn't like him. I'm not sure if he's truly a full-time starting outside corner. My assumption would be in their base defense, if they had a lineup and play tomorrow, it would be Green and Lenore playing at corner in the base defense. I think they'd like to move Lenore inside in their nickel. So as of now, I would guess that it would be Brown playing on the outside. I would think that would be a position they might want to address. I think D-tackle would be a position they might want to address as well, and there's a lot of D-tackles in this draft. You know, I think if you're looking maybe at scheme-type fits, I think someone like T.J. Sanders from South Carolina at D-tackle is someone that has a lot of juice to him. At this point in time, you know, he's a more athletic guy. He'd probably be a sub-pass rusher to start his career. He's just under 300 pounds, so he's not one of those inside maulers, but he's got a lot of athleticism and movement to him. I think he's a guy that you could easily look at the D-tackle position. You know, the D-tackle, like I said, there's a ton of them in this draft. So I'm just trying to think of the list of guys that are, you know, D-tackle that are still available. I'm trying to I'll tell you a guy that I found really interesting, too, that he didn't have a lot of production, and I don't know how teams feel about production, but his tape was fun to watch. And I don't know if he'd be viewed as a second-round type player, but Jordan Phillips from Maryland is another guy. I believe he was a wrestler in high school, and he's about 320, so he's bigger. He is twitchy for a guy 320 pounds. Now, I don't think he recorded a sack in two seasons at Maryland, but his tape is a lot of fun to watch. And sometimes with D tackles, production is not necessarily the number one thing you look at when you evaluate them for the NFL.
You mentioned corner, Greg, and Will Johnson's a guy that many people thought was going to be a first rounder, and here he sits. I mean, I don't know if he makes it to the 11th pick in the second round, but what's your take on Will Johnson out of Michigan?
Yeah, I did him last summer when he played essentially a full season in 2023. And to be honest with you guys, I saw not quite as good, but I saw shades of Patrick Surtain. And this year, he played the first five or six games. I didn't think he played as well as he did in 2023. I don't know the reason for that. And then he got hurt. So, again, I don't know why he fell. Maybe he's still battling an injury. Maybe teams are nervous about, you know, an injury. But for whatever reason, he did not play as well, in my view anyway, based on tape study, as he did in 2023, when I thought he could have been a top 10 type player. So, you know, if you feel, and again, you could be right that he might not be there 11 picks in, depending on how the early part of round two shakes out. But he certainly got everything you want. He's long, he's athletic, he can play off coverage, he can play press. There's really nothing that he can't do at a reasonably high level. He's a pretty complete corner.
Greg, I don't know if this is a fair way to ask it, because I know you don't know exactly what each team feels are their needs and whatnot, but the Cleveland Browns are about to be on the clock. If you were them, who would you take?
Oh, you know I don't like those questions.
I know. That's why I ask, Greg. I love getting at least one uncomfortable laugh out of you every time you come on.
Oh, boy. I mean,
How about a couple of good fits, you think?
Well, I guess the big question is what they think of Shedeur Sanders. That's the big question. Or Jalen Milroe. I mean, I guess theoretically, you know, we don't know what their board looks like. Because right now, their two quarterbacks are Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And obviously, they signed Flacco 2 weeks ago. They wouldn't have signed him, I think, to be a backup. So my guess is I would assume that Pickett and Flacco would really battle for the number one quarterback spot, particularly to start the season. So the question is, what do they think of the quarterbacks? That would be the number one question, I think, for that team. And if you give me a sec, I'll tell you what I think of the rest of their roster. They lost some players, I know, and I'm trying, you know, because the free agency, it seems to me like that happened about 6 years ago. But I mean, they need receivers, so they could easily take a receiver. You know, I'm looking, they have Jerry Jeudy, who I think at his core is probably a number two, not a number one. They've got other guys that they, I think they feel could could step up and become good players, but they're not yet. So, and they need a running back. You know, right now they do not have a feature running back. And I think Kevin Stefanski, as we all know, would like to his offense to start with a run game, particularly behind a good O-line, a very good O-line, actually. So they don't have a running back. There's a lot. Running backs are an odd lot. I mean, you know, think about someone like Kyron Williams, who came out of Notre Dame, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? No one would have said this guy's a foundation back in the NFL, and he carried the ball 316 times last year.
Absolutely. Greg, remember, it's the Browns, so next to the word needs, it just says all.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, there you go.
Come on now.
It's the Browns.
Are we moving into stand-up comedy now? Should we start telling jokes?
There's a reason they've got four of the first 40 picks here.
That's right.
Anyway, yeah. Back to the phones. Let's go to David in San Jose. Hi, David. You're on with Greg Cosell. What's your question?
Wow. Hey, Will, first of all, thank you so much for setting this up. This is amazing. And Greg, longtime listener and reader of yourself, awesome. I would say, speaking of needs, we might not be too far away from the Browns because it seems like we have needs at every position. And so my question is, are the Niners essentially BPA throughout the rest of the draft? And then I got a couple guys that I'd like you to speak to. Safety, obviously, Amonura. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm thinking kind of the Cam Chancellor vibes. But my favorite safety is, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, is Mukaba from Texas, a hitter. And then if there's one position or one guy that I feel really, really fits for Shanahan and this team, it'd be J.J. Pegasus and his versatility. I was hoping to get your thoughts on that. Thank you so much, gentlemen. This is awesome.
All right, David, thank you. Thank you for calling. Greg, what do you think?
Let's start with the safety position. I felt Emenwari was the number one safety in this draft class based on tape. I understand why the Ravens took Malachi Starks instead of Emenwari at 27, I believe it was, because in a sense, Kyle Hamilton and Emenwari are similar players stylistically, and they needed a true back-end post-safety, and Starks is more pure in that regard. But I think Emenwari was the best safety in this class overall. But I got to tell you, I love Andrew Mukaba. And the only issue with him is he was 186 pounds at the combine. Now, I don't know if he can get up to 195 or 198 or 200 and be the same player, but, you know, if you can always say if about a lot of players, but if he was a 205-pound guy, he would have been a first-round pick. So I love Mukaba, but the 186 pounds is going to be a conversation in draft meetings. I can tell you that for sure. But the tape is good. The guy can pretty much do anything. And he plays physically. He plays competitively. Really like the player. Who was the other guy? Oh, Pegasus from Ole Miss. He's a guy that definitely is kind of position versatile. They used him at Ole Miss at times on offense, but he's at his core, he's a D tackle, and he's a very athletic kid. You know, he's another guy. I mean, I think, you know, you could look at the D tackle position as we have and say,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That they probably need something there because, if they had to play a game tomorrow, would the starters be Elliott and Anderson or Elliott and Givens? Or, that's who they have right now, right?
Yep. That would be it. And
It's
probably not good enough. Before we go back to the phones, no. Greg, I just want to ask you about a guy I'm fascinated with, Cam Scadabo out of Arizona State. What do you think about Cam and his adaptability in the NFL as a runner and as a pass catcher?
Well, that almost relates back to the Kyren Williams question because, people would probably look at Scadabo and say, he can't be a feature back. But, no one said that about Kyren. Everybody said that about Kyren Williams, and look what's happened there. So now what you get into, again, is that team and scheme stuff. I mean, he is 219 pounds. He's not a little guy. He's not purely explosive, but neither's Kyren Williams. And he's a very good receiver, and he's tough. He's one of those guys that in many ways is kind of a tempo setter because he's an attitude runner. You wouldn't call him purely explosive. His athletic testing measurables were pretty good, but as a player, when you watch him on tape, you wouldn't really call him explosive, but he's physical, he's competitive, he's urgent, he's determined, he's a fun watch. He's the kind of guy, and you hear this all the time with coaches, talking about their rooms, you would want him, I'm sure, in your running back room. So it's hard for me to say because it's going to be very team and scheme based what he will ultimately be in the league, but he's going to be in the league.
Let's go to Thomas in San Mateo with a question for Greg Cosell. Hi, Thomas. Thanks for calling.
How we doing there, gentlemen?
What's up?
Hey, first of all, Mr. Willard, Foss City is proud of you from Bowditch. Go Bowditch, Mr. Zante.
Oh, man.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for bringing up those names. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm going over to the 92 right now, so I'm going to lose it. I wanted to ask Mr. Cosell, and just for all Niner fans, 35 years of bad special teams. We have this many picks. Do we spend a pick on special teams? Can we do something? We have to do something with special teams. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Dibs, you're awesome. Please take it off the air.
Yep. All right, Thomas, thank you very much. Yeah, about special teams? Go ahead, Greg.
I hate to disappoint Thomas, but I don't do special teams. I don't have enough time in my life. So I don't have an answer for that. I can't really speak to special teams. And I'll be the first to admit that's not my area of expertise. I don't know a lot about that. So I just can't speak to it. And, people who know me know that I try not to talk about things I don't know about.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, what if we asked it this way? Like, I don't even know to what level do NFL teams even go into a draft thinking about special teams?
Well,
all those special teamers have other positions.
Well, that I can answer.
Yeah.
That I can answer because I've had that conversation. I just can't answer specifically is once you get past, once you start getting into, rounds three, let's say, very often players will be, if there's, let's say, a tie, so to speak, between players, that kind of thing, very often teams think about who will help us on special teams. And don't forget, they just changed the kickoff rule again with the hope that there'll be more returns because I think the ball would come out to the 35-yard line now if it's not returned. And that's, that's pretty far. It's not like the old days. So, they're hoping there's more kickoff returns. So there's a lot of coaches that are probably thinking that special teams are becoming even more important, particularly your kickoff team, both as a return team and as covering kickoff. So my guess is that once you get into the third, fourth, fifth round, that the guys you draft, it may not be the number one priority, but it will factor into how you evaluate a guy that you want to pick.
Greg, just awesome to have you today.
Awesome
to have you for a whole hour. Do you want to have some fun on the way out the door? And just with this 9 or 11th pick, the 43rd pick in the draft, do you want to predict a position of need? A position, not a player, just a position.
Well, I would say that given the quality in this draft, to me, and I could be dead wrong, and it wouldn't be the first time, guys, I would say wide receiver and D-tackle. And I think D-tackle in particular would be a position that they would, that to me, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what they think of those players. I'm not in meetings. But to me, as I'm looking at their roster right now, they need a D-tackle.
I had it as punter and holder. So, I mean, maybe you're going to be right.
What about long snapper?
Yeah.
They just signed one, as you know. They just found one. He's about your age, Greg.
Greg does not special teams, Dibs.
Wait, is that John Weeks? John Weeks?
Yes. Weeksy.
Oh, okay.
He's our age, Greg.
Weeksy.
Yeah.
What do you mean our age?
Well, I mean,
nobody is my age who's playing football.
Fair enough. Yeah, I was trying to, I was trying to bring you down to my late 50s level, Greg. I apologize. You got me again.
I was in my late 50s once.
Yeah, yep. In the late 50s, I believe.
Yeah,
that's my guy. I gotta laugh. That's all I needed.
That's all we needed. Hey, Greg, thank you so much.
All right, guys. No, this was a lot of fun, guys. I loved it. Thank you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.